It keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
She's twice as mean. Lucille, Lucille, she's a big bad woman and her name is Lucille. Town, need to take us somewhere and bury it.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the August 4th, 2005 edition of the Big Beat Show right here at WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. If you expected to hear Richard Skelly in the Low Budget Blues Show, he's not here tonight. He will be back next week. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm the regular host of the usually 7 o'clock Big Beat Show, but even though we were off the air for a while, we're back on the air now, and I've got about a little more than an hour of group harmony for you. And it's actually a themed show tonight. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is for a little bit, but we open up tonight's program with something called Lucy Lou by a group called The Squires, and that was issued on the Kix label in November, all the way back in 1954. Excuse me, I got a lot of stuff to play for you tonight. So I don't want to do much talking. Let's go into the next one. This is Little Butchie and His Buddies on the Herald label from August 1956. This is called Rock and Roll Indian Dance.
Oh, Didn't dance so close.
Okay, get ready. Here's what we're doing tonight on this special edition of the Big Beat Show. And it is about a little over an hour show, about a 70-minute show. I've been planning this for a long time, and I had planned to do this earlier in the night. But tonight's show consists of all songs that would nowadays be considered politically incorrect, although they were not considered politically incorrect at the time they were made. That's not to say they were correct or right in any way, but with different socio-political environment or climate in this country, actually in the world, back then, almost 50 years ago, well, things were different. So the reason I'm playing these tonight is to illustrate what was going on. This is, by the way, most of these recordings were very rare. I mean, there were not many recordings made even then that touched on subjects about ethnic differences and or physical differences. And you have to listen carefully to the lyrics to find out exactly what they're singing and what they're saying. So in the last set we heard Rock and Roll Indian Dance by Little Butchie and his buddies on Herald from August of 1956. Right after that, from July of 1956, in the summer of that year, a group called the Downbeats gave us a song that we just heard called China Doll. And just now, something that was recorded probably in the early 60s, but not issued till 1985. That last group was called the Chanticleers, and they did a song called Down at Ling Ting Laundry. Now, here's some great examples, for the purposes of the show, of ethnic stereotyping, and that's a lot of what you will hear tonight. Much of that ethnic stereotyping had to do with Chinese people, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the reasons for that a little bit later on. But right now, let's go to something that not ethnic at all, but a physical difference, which would now be considered, I guess, politically incorrect. From 1954 on a label out of Florida called Chart. This group was called the Piccadilly Pipers, and this is called Mr. Butterball. Butterball.
is she big? She's big as a pig. That's too fat. I say too fat, boy.
Too fat.
Ugly too.
Back here on the air. That, of course, was a serious thing. That's, of course, they're all actually, I'm playing these as serious pieces of musical history that are very little even looked at nowadays. You know, the as I touched on before a little bit, nowadays there are those who would say that we, in general, are oversensitive, and that may or may not be, but I suppose there's some discussion, at least, on either side of that question. But we just heard The Piccadilly Pipers, as I mentioned, with Mr. Butterball. Then right after that, Little Freddie and the Rockets from October 1958 on the Chief label. And they sang about a woman who was too fat. And just now, Joe Weaver, backed up by a group called the Starlighters, on the Hi-Q label from 1960. Actually, Joe Weaver, it was Joe Weaver's orchestra. The group was called the Starlighters, who was singing with him. And they sang a song called Big Feet. Big Feet was the title of that one. Now, most of the ethnic stereotyping that was done during the 50s was about Chinese people. I won't even say Oriental. It was about Chinese people. Several reasons for that, I believe, having grown up in the 50s. First of all, they were easy targets. Okay, they were not organized, and it was also done, as most of these things were, actually virtually all of the things you're going to hear tonight, without malice. However, it was with ignorance. Without malice, with ignorance. Looking back in a perspective from now, in hindsight, a lot of this material was understandable. Now, when I say understandable, I do not mean excusable at all. I mean, the word understandable in its literal sense means that you can understand why it happened. That doesn't mean excusable at all. And I tell you what, it's not excusable. But without malice and understandable, what does that mean? Well, it still means that the results of ethnic stereotyping happened anyway, whether it was done with or without malice. The ethnic stereotyping went on. Now, one more comment before I get back to the music. The Chinese thing had to do a little bit, I believe, because this culture already had a connection with Chinese characters, aside from the Japanese in World War II, but we had a connection with Charlie Chan in books and movies, and loved Charlie Chan. So when we sang, well, not we, when those people sang about Chinese people, they did it with, and also there was a musicality in the stereotyping of the Chong Chong type of idea. The next one, though, is not about any of those groups. This one is about Native American. And it is not offensive at all. Actually, it was meant to be almost respectful, but they used the word Mohawk Squaw. Here are the Five Royales, very, very popular group, from March 1955. And on the King label, they're singing about Mohawk Squaw, right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
I was roaming through Dakota, I had nothing on my mind. All at once I seen a girl with pigtails on her head, a pretty smile on her face. But she wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. A Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw. To make conversation every way I could think of, tried everything I could just to see if she would say something else to me. But she wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw. Tell me something, anything that you want to. I'm telling you again, me, good friend, please satisfy my longing. But she wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. She was a Mohawk squaw. But she wouldn't say nothing but a Mohawk squaw.
Touch with me.
Now, that may be one of the strangest ones that I play here tonight. That was Longfoot Gene, who was on a PT boat. Yeah, Longfoot Gene. That's the title of it. By Maury Williams and the Kids, 1959 or maybe 1960, originally issued on the Luck label. Yeah, and before that, a group called the Valtones out of Florida, something that was recorded March 7th, 1955, and issued on the Deluxe label in April of that year. The Valtones gave us Siam Sam. And as I mentioned, Mohawk Squaw, when the Five Royales in the ethnic stereotyping in that song say, she wouldn't say nothing but, All right, well, we're moving right along here on a very special Big Beat show. What would be nowadays considered politically incorrect, maybe way down the fringes even of politically incorrect, but I want to get all these songs out there in cyberspace all in one collection and get it done with. Actually, I really did. So we're going to hear a little bit from, a little bit from Captain Kirk, believe it or not. Not singing a song, not William Shatner singing a song. A little bit from Star Trek. But right now, before we hear that, we are going to go to 1962, a label called Bonnie label. Here are the Tokays. And this is called Fatty Fatty Boombaladdy.
They call him Fatty Fatty Boombaladdy. They all go ha ha when he does the cha cha. He does the latest, does the mashed potatoes, and at the dance this time, he stirs the input. Now Fatty Boombaladdy weighs 205. He's 100 pounds of dynamite and 100 pounds of gas. He'll drive you mellow with a continental. He looks so mellow when he shakes like jello. That's why they call him Fatty Boombaladdy. And at the dance they start, he's just the imp with.
Are you all executed?
I think not. Your authority on this ship is extremely limited, Captain. The four of you will remain here in the brig and in custody until I discover how to return you to wherever it is you belong.
Has the whole galaxy gone crazy?
I want a ding dong baby who can ring my bell. I want a ding dong bim 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 who can ring my bell. Mama 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 ding dong bim bim mama how you ring my bell. She's a fat and she's a round, fat and very round. Weighs 500 pounds. She weighs 500 pounds. Well, she's my love, my love,
a every ounce and every pound.
I want a ding dong, baby. A hula ray, my bell. I want a ding dong, baby. Who can ring my bell? Ring my bell.
Thank you. mama, 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 mama. Bim, bam, ding, dong, mama, how you ringing my bell? She's a fan and she's around. Weighs 500 pounds. She's my lover, 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 lover. Every house and every pound. Ding, dong, baby.
I think not. Your authority on this ship is extremely limited, Captain. The four of you will remain here in the frigate.
I went to see my baby about a half past three. Lord, Lord, how she sent me when we honey, when we, woo, when we, baby, when we. Yes, we kiss, kiss, and we kiss, kiss. Oh, we kiss again, again. I'm crazy about your honey, boy, you're big and fat. You give me all your money, cause you're nice like that. When we, baby, when we, woo, when we, darling, when we. One eye's out, but the other one in. When we, honey, when we, yes, when we, woo, when we, yes, when we will kiss, kiss, and we kiss, kiss, oh, we kiss again, again. Well, I love you, pretty baby, with all my heart and might. Hold me, pretty baby, squeeze me good and tight.
Well, I bet you never heard this many songs like this in one place at one time. And that's pretty much the idea on tonight's Big Beat show. So far, we've heard a couple of dozen songs already, mostly having to do with what the politically incorrect attitudes toward full-figured women. That seems to be number two on the list here of popularity from then. And Chinese folks. And even then, as I mentioned before, The tenor and tone of the times was different, but the results actually are the same. And there's just simply no excuse for it. It's out of ignorance, of course. And, you know, sometimes even if adults can think they can get a laugh, even together, you know, together with someone who may be full-figured, when young people listen to things that the older people understand, they don't understand it, and they take away whatever they're capable of taking away, and that's very often the negative. So stereotypes flourish because of that. So I will give you my opinion. I think we all need to just be careful what we do and say. It's, you know, like an ethnic joke. You may think it's funny, but it certainly is usually stereotypical. Okay. Now, let's see, what else will we talk about now?
Have you heard the news?
About the Big Beat?
Oh, no, yeah, the news about the Big Beat, sure, I'll tell you. Yeah, well, first of all, it's here I'm filling in for Richard Skelly tonight. Didn't have a Big Beat show tonight because of some malfunction at the studio, but that's what I'm doing for you on this very, very special program. And next week, the Big Beat Show will be on from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, so next week is a two-hour Big Beat Show for those of you who are still up late listening to the Big Beat Show. So next week, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick, the greatest station in the nation, the best place for both education and entertainment. Okay, now I think we're going to go to one. By the way, the last one also has a slight reference to weight, of a woman's weight, and that was, Herman Gillespie and an unnamed vocal group, an unreleased cut that was, and by the way, I don't think it was unreleased because of its subject matter. That's highly unlikely, but it was unreleased. There's a lot of unreleased things that we play here in the Big Beat Show. From the mid-50s, that was, and it was recorded for the Gotham label. Before that, tune flat out called Fat Girls by the Neons on the Challenge label for March of 1962. And before that, from the mid-50s, an unreleased demo from a very, very famous West Coast singer and writer and very influential guy, Jesse Belvin. Ding Dong Baby, Jesse Belvin, unreleased demo from the mid-50s. And on the Bonnie label, 1962, all the way back there, something you probably were tapping your feet to, the Tokays and Fatty Fatty Boom Malady. So we're listening to the Big Beat Show. As I mentioned, next week we'll be on for 2 hours, and I'm not quite sure what I'll be doing those 2 hours, but I know it'll have something to do with vocal groups, so you can depend on that. Now let's see if I can set up another thing to play for you. What do we have up next? Let's see, we're going to go back to this CD we played a little bit before. Pop that in there. Now, oh yeah, this next thing, I'm going back to the, this one's called Chopstick, so I guess you can figure out what this one's about. This is by a group called the LaSalles. The LaSalles. And if I have the right cut, yeah, there it is. It came out on the Backbeat label in 1954. 58. So right here on the Big Beat Show, on this special and certainly different offbeat kind of show, the LaSalle's and Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, when I go to get us a kick, I'm gonna find a Chinese sheep and a white antenna all night. And another them feed you with the chopsticks, and another them feed you with the chopsticks, and another them feed you with the chopsticks. Goes a bomb, 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 bomb. People eating with the chopsticks. We're not gonna take a vacation, gonna get me some relaxation, but hoping that I can go soon, cause I'm gonna pack a spoon. Cause I can't eat it with the chopsticks, cause I can't eat it with the chopsticks. Goes a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, a bomb.
The number paid off like an IOU. And when the number man brought me my money back, I went down and bought me a Cadillac.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
Me, Big Chief, I'm see 'em, poor man, buy a great big Cadillac and I'm almost dry. No garage, Cadillac in street, and stomach shrunk, no shoes on feet.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
I drove down to Free Long Wong Hop. He sent me up a little cashy laundry slop. If man he know can pay for two clean sleep, how can he drive Cadillac down sleep?
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
The landlord said, man, pay your rent. You owe me $88.18. How come your rent is so far back and you're driving a great big Cadillac?
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
My chick rushed up to the seventh floor, buying a great big shiny lock gem upon my door. No wonder I got such a crick in my back. Last night I had to sleep in my Cadillac.
Last night I slept in my Cadillac.
his prayers of Fleetwood will do.
Suppose your loot is short.
Get a 62.
What's the difference, Jack?
I don't know.
Get a Cadillac.
Big B Show. Ba, 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 on your radio. Ba, 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 ba.
Yep, that's where you are, and that's what you're listening to. The Big Beat Show on your radio right here on RSU. That's WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm usually on Thursday nights from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And I'm here tonight, and you know, I have a funny feeling. I was listening to some of these performances that there may be people under the age of, I don't know, maybe 30 that might not even get what the ethnic stereotyping is. Maybe in the last one you didn't, and I'm not going to delve into it, but you have to listen to very closely to the lyrics, and you probably have to have a sensibility of the times also that the that these recordings were made. That was actually the Ravens with something unreleased by the Ravens. It was recorded all the way back in March of 1950, called the Cadillac Song. And just before that, really terrible recording on all levels, terrible record, Chopsticks by the LaSalles on Backbeat from 1958. And now, this next recording came out on the Ronex label in 1954. It was done by the Mastertones. It came out on a CD called Cat Music, meaning, well, unreleased and alternate takes, mostly from the Cat label, but not only, certainly not this one. As I mentioned, this came out on the Ronex. But anyway, on the CD, it came out as by the Harptones. It's definitely not the Harptones. It's the Mastertones. This one's also kind of different. Here is Insulting Blues by the Mastertones.
Well, don't call me that insulting name no more. Oh, don't call me out of a darling no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you in your jaw. Well, I'm kneeling in the salad, playing a preacher's game. You grab me by my belt and you call me out my name. Don't call me that insulting name no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll make you take the law. With all four feet, don't call me that insulting name no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you in your jaw. Well, look here, Judge, I didn't know it was a law. Before I knew it, I had my fist in the jaw. Don't call me that insulting name no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you in your jaw. My name, don't call me that insulting name no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you with no jaw. Well, look at your turnkey, your best look sneak, but I'll be in the chest with all four feet. Don't call me that insulting name no more. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you with no jaw. 'Cause if you do, I'll bust you in the jaw.
She had a jet black hair, juicy lips, a jelly belly, jumbo baby, ooh, 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 ooh. She had a jet black hair, juicy lips, a jelly belly, jumbo baby, ooh. But as the lover, lover, soul,
I never let her go. She put her love spell on me. I didn't want to leave. Yes, I fell in love that day. That's why I'm proud to say she had jet black hair, a juicy look, jelly belly, jumbo baby. One night we had a date. I was almost late when a line got in my way. You should have heard me say, a line you beware. Don't force me to cut your hair. I've got to see my jungle baby. I've got to see deep jet black hair, juicy lips, a jelly belly, jungle baby. She all looks old, ooh, 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 wee. She put a love spell on me. I didn't want to leave. I fell in love that day. That's why I'm proud to say she had jet black hair, juicy lips, jelly belly, jungle baby.
Great Google Google man, this chick is something else.
I know.
And fussing Japanese little thing I put salt in my coffee and sugar in my egg. He jumped up trying to fight him, so I hit him and he fled. Have you seen my buddy Ching Chong? Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Ching Chong. Well, when I look out my window, Ching Chong is dead and gone. Ching Chong, Ching Chong. Well, if you find your little boy about four curly hair on his head and ready to go. So with my friendship ring hanging round his neck, I wanna see him 'cause I love that guy. I'll put no line up it. Have you seen my buddy Ching Chong?
All right, in that set we heard first of Master Tones, 1954, and something called Insulting Blues. That stands out as one of a kind. I don't think there's any other records that I know of made that are like that. Right after that, the just amazing, even for 1957, June 1957, just really incredible, on the Mercury label, the Five Quails, and that was called Jungle Baby. That's stunning. And just now, another, this will stun you, that was Gladys Knight and the Pips. That's right, on the Brunswick label from January 1958, down in Georgia, and they sang a song called Ching Chong. I have time for just a few more. Let's go to the Brunswick. Did I say? Yeah, that's right. Another one on Brunswick, February 1959. Here are the Accents and Ching Along.
Ching
ching-along, 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 baby, ching-along, baby, you're mine. Well, well, I know that I love her so, and I'm going to make her mine. A long time ago in a Chinatown, I met a little girl of chestnut brown. She had hair black and her cheeks of rose. She had a little bug nose. I stopped her and asked her what was her name. She said, ching-along, then asked her the same. We had a little chat and I said it was that. I never saw her anymore. Ching-along, 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 baby, ching-along, baby, you're mine. Well, well, I know that I love her so, and I'm gonna make her mine. Search the whole town over, nowhere could I find, nowhere could I find that a ching-along baby of mine. If you ever see her, tell her to look for me. I'll be in the shack by the old rice patch and I'll be waiting anxiously. Ching-along, 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 baby, ching-along, baby, you're mine. Well, well, I know that I love her so, and I'm gonna make her mine. Someone found her and told her she came running fast. Ching-along, ching-along, darling, I have found you at last. Ching-along, 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 baby, ching-along, baby, you're mine. Well, well, I know that I love her so, and at last she is mine. Yo, 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 yo.
Well, there you had it, except for one more record. That was Lydia Larson and the River Rovers from all the way back in October 1951 with the politically incorrect Bald-Headed Daddy, and that's what we did tonight on the Big Beat Show. Hopefully you can tune in next week at an hour early, 6 o'clock on Thursday nights, and we'll have 2 hours of group harmony for you. And stay tuned for some more great programming coming up. We're going to hear just a little bit, because I don't have much time, of the Butterballs on Extra and a tune called Butterball. May harmony be with you until next time, and good night.
looking at me and wondering just how fat one man can be. But if you wanna go out and have a real crazy ball, get yourself a big fat butterball.
Butterball, butterball.
Big fat butterball.